It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. Today we're celebrating Evanston as part of our monthly hometown series. Don Shea joins us now from Matt Properties. He's a real estate agent and managing broker of the Evanston office. Don, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
What's the market like there in Evanston? I mean, we were talking about bidding wars and things like that still?
Well, it's slowed down a little bit, but you have to realize that it slowed down from a frantic pace last spring. We are still seeing a really healthy market right now. I think one of the best things I've heard about is that inventory is increasing, and that's been a bit of a stress point for a lot of buyers in the last few years. So the market's still really healthy, and we're seeing buyers come into the market and put deals together.
The increase in inventory, I should say, maybe isn't great for sellers, but from a distance, it's really kind of good for everyone, isn't it? The inventory's been dramatically low.
It has been. I was looking at it the other day, and we are actually below where we were in 2019, which was the last healthy year, if you will. I agree with you that it's not great for the market when there's not enough inventory because buyers will go look elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So as much as the sellers don't want to have that competition, if there's more product out there for people to come look at, we're going to see more buyers coming to this market.
We're talking to Don Shea from Matt Properties Real Estate. He's the managing broker of the Evanston office. Evanston's in a unique location in that it's the closest suburb to the north to Chicago. It's got a city feel in many ways, a great downtown area, but certainly a very suburban feel as well. How does all that mix fit when you're talking to prospective buyers?
Well, I think many people, when they come here, are a bit surprised because you hear about this town being 80,000 people, but in many ways it has a small town feel. The first thing that most people notice is not only how close we are to Chicago, but the fact that the entire east side of the city is a beach. We're right along Lake Michigan. And you see some of the architecture there. You see Northwestern University, and you go all the way up to Lighthouse Beach, and you really get a great feel when you're here. For most people, though, being so close to Chicago means that they can work in a major money center in the United States and still get home and totally decompress in the evening. So, you know, the fact that we are so close, we have two rail systems and Lakeshore Drive and even 94 to get into the city, make it an ideal place for many people.
It's also a college town, but doesn't always feel like a college town, right? You've got the best of both worlds there.
It does. Northwestern, though, really is a presence in Evanston. I've described it as adding a lot of vibrance and excitement to the city. But during the summers when the kids are, you know, when they go home, we really settle down. We have a wonderful outdoor life. We have free run of the university. It really is a great place to be here. But Northwestern is really a part of the fabric of Evanston.
When you close a sale, do you give the new buyers a purple sweatshirt?
Season tickets? No, I can't do that.
Probably not. Is there like a particularly unique spot in Evanston that is your go-to place that you like to tell people about?
I love to take people up to Central Street. There are a couple of great restaurants along there. 10 Mile is the newer of the two that I take people to, but also Bluestone, just on the other side of Green Bay Road. You really get a great feel for Evanston there because there are two local restaurants that really have a neighborhood feel to them.
Do people want the John Hughes tour, too, to see houses in his films?
Everybody does. They love to drive down Lincoln, which is one of the prettiest streets in town. And you go by the Uncle Buck house right in the 2600 block. And everybody slows down a little to take a look and see if they can find John Candy.
It's the Your Hometown series. We're talking to Don Shea. He's the managing broker of the Evanston office of At Properties Real Estate. So are there areas in Evanston, I would imagine, that are hotter than others? I mean, what are the particularly popular neighborhoods right now?
I would say that the northwest part of Evanston really has been on fire the last year and a half, 2 years at least. So that would be just west of Green Bay Road and north of Golf. It's predominantly single-family, detached housing, and you find that very idyllic type of neighborhood feel where big yards, you know, parkways, and it's still very close to the L and Metro. So with, you know, just a mild difference in Evanston gives you a very different feel. Downtown Evanston, though, is really coming back as well now. One of the changes from last year has been that the condominium sales right here in the city center have really started to increase dramatically.
I love downtown Evanston because it's like a big city in many ways, but it's an easy walk to everywhere you want to go. I mean, whether it's restaurants or shopping or movies or anything like that.
Oh, I agree. I came here in 1985 and obviously have stayed. The restaurant scene in downtown Evanston has exploded. I remember you had very few restaurants you could really go to, and they were long. They've been around forever. But there's been such a growth in the restaurant scene here that it really adds a new dimension to the town.
We're talking to Don Shea, the managing broker of the Evanston office of At Properties. Okay, so if someone is interested in looking to Evanston to buy, what do you tell them?
Well, the first thing we're going to want to know about is whether they want to be in a condo or if they want to be single family, or do they want to be along the beach or perhaps a little bit further away from it. There's such a diverse housing stock in Evanston that we have a lot of choices for a lot of people. What we tend to find, though, is these are folks who are coming out of the city, and maybe they want to feel the grass beneath their toes. So we're going to start to look right along Ridge and perhaps even work towards the north and west that we were just talking about.
Don Shea, hey, it was great to talk to you. I wish you continued success.
Thank you so much for your time.
That's Don Shea, the managing broker of the Evanston office of At Properties. As we focus on Evanston, they are our hometown of the month. It's all brought to you by Downtown Evanston, Grainberry, McDonald's, and At Properties. All right, let's get a look at the weather and traffic now.